This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today we are taking the source material you sent us, locking in the coordinates, and launching a pretty high-stakes mission. Our deep dive today is laser-focused on the calendar. We're talking about winning Q4 2025.
And this is it. This is the critical moment for anyone making decisions. Q4 is, you know, it's where annual goals are either met or they're missed. And it's where those huge decisions about next year's budget, all that stuff gets decided.
Yeah.
So the headache we're trying to solve is, well, it's pretty simple. How do you stop bleeding budget and actually turn all that interest into revenue before the year's over?
Right. And we are absolutely not here to talk about starting some massive six-month infrastructure project. I mean, that train has definitely left the station. Our mission is all about the sources that define what they call strategic, data-driven surgical strikes for your existing Google Ads and SEO. It's about using the stuff you already paid for to get conversions right now.
Precisely, yeah. If you think of your marketing as like a fighter jet, we're just optimizing the payload. We are not rebuilding the engine. These are all adjustments designed for maximum impact with minimum execution time. The goal here is to move past those vague monthly reports and turn marketing into a predictable, an efficient lead gen machine that captures buyers who are ready to go.
Okay, let's unpack this. I want to start with pay-per-click PPC. This is where you can see the fastest, most measurable results. So it's, I think, the perfect place to inject some of that efficiency. When we talk about finding wasted money, where's the first place to look, the most critical surgical strike?
It has to be surgical negative keyword optimization. I mean, most businesses know they run negative keywords, but they so rarely clean them up aggressively enough. And this late in the year, every single dollar matters. You have to dive into your search term reports, and I want to stress, not just your keyword list, from the last 90 days.
Okay, wait, let's pause right there for a second, because for listeners who might know the terms, but maybe not the day-to-day implementation, why is looking at the search term report so different from just looking at the keywords you're bidding on?
That's a great distinction to make. So the keyword you bid on might be, say, financial planning service, but the search terms, the actual things people typed to trigger your ad. That might be free financial planning template for college students.
Oh, wow.
Or worst financial planning scams. You paid for both of those clicks, but they have absolutely zero commercial intent for your high-value service.
That distinction is just so key. You're paying for clicks on a loose match, and that is where the budget just bleeds out. So what's the specific action we're taking in Q4?
You're identifying any search term that generated clicks, meaning you paid money for it, but gave you zero conversions. You have to be aggressive. Just exclude those terms as negatives. It instantly tightens up your targeting, so your ad only shows for people with high intent, and the result is immediate. You get lower wasted spend and a much, much tighter cost per acquisition, your CPA.
So you've instantly stopped paying for traffic that was never going to buy. That's just pure budget preservation. Okay, so moving from efficiency to appeal. Let's talk about ad copy urgency. How does the Q4 mindset really change what we should be writing in our ads?
The mindset just completely shifts from, you know, research and evaluation to solution acquisition. It's different. Q4 searchers are working under their own internal deadlines. They're trying to use up remaining budget, solve a problem before the new year, or maybe beat a competitor. Your ad copy has to reflect that. It has to amplify that urgency.
Right. You have to meet the buyer where they are psychologically. The source material had some really great examples of that kind of dynamic language. Can you give us a few of those phrases that really signal now?
Yeah, you should be thinking about inserting phrases that explicitly mention scarcity or a deadline. So you're using language like final Q4 slots remaining. Or if you're B2B and focused on next year, maybe 2025 planning starts now, secure your spot.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, the classic, but it's still so effective. Limited year-end offer ends Dec 31st.
And that kind of language, it doesn't just improve click-through rates, your CTR, it also acts as a filter. If someone isn't ready to buy right now, they probably won't click and you don't waste the money. But if they are urgent, you've just given them the perfect trigger.
Exactly. You're signaling, look, I get it. You're under pressure and I have the solution for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just so crucial when competition gets fierce in November and December.
Okay, next up, let's leverage all that historical conversion data with device and time of day bid adjustments. This is where we stop guessing and start, you know, following the money trail with extreme prejudice. How data-driven does this really need to be?
Oh, it needs to be hyper-data-driven. You have to treat your budget like a precision tool. You're reviewing your analytics to find the precise the exact device and time combinations that historically give you the highest conversion rates and the lowest CPA.
Can you just walk us through a scenario? Let's say I'm a B2B service provider. What might that data tell me?
Sure. A very common pattern might be that your best leads, they convert way better on desktop devices between, say, 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., the core workday. But meanwhile, mobile searches after 6 p.m., while you get a lot of them, they rarely convert into qualified leads. It might just be research.
So instead of spending the same amount on every single click, we adjust our bids based on what we know works.
That's the move. For that high-performing 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. desktop segment, you might increase your bids by 35%, maybe more. You want to own that top spot during those peak hours? And then conversely, you drastically lower your bids on the poor performers, like those late-night mobile searches. You still capture some volume, sure, but you're reallocating the vast majority of your budget to the times you convert. You're basically telling Google, spend my money only when I'm most likely to win.
That's pure efficiency. It forces the budget to work its hardest when the data says a deal is most likely to close. Okay, so we've tightened up PPC. Let's switch gears to SEO. We know organic visibility can be a slower burn, but for Q4, we need fast adjustments that can capitalize on authority you already have. What's the biggest leverage point?
We need to focus on optimizing high-intent landing pages. I mean, we just don't have time to write 50 new blog posts. So we prioritize the pages that are targeting what we call high-intent SEO keywords. These are usually bottom-of-the-funnel phrases.
What's a quick way to identify one of those? Like, give us an example of a keyword that just screams buyer.
Anything that suggests the searcher is comparing their options or they're ready to buy. So think phrases like best service in city or this one is especially powerful, competitor X versus your company name. If someone is searching for that, they're down to the wire. They just need that final push.
So we get the organic traffic to this super valuable page. What are like three actionable steps to make sure they convert immediately in Q4?
Okay, action one. The conversion element, the form, the contact button, whatever it is, must be above the fold, no scrolling. Action two, it has to be lightning fast and work perfectly on mobile. And action three, which is vital for Q4, offer a compelling, time-sensitive reason to engage now. So not just a generic white paper, but something urgent, like a free Q4 strategy audit or a year-end pricing review.
I really like that, tying the offer to the timeline. It's consistent with the urgency we build into the ad copy. All right, let's talk about a really powerful, low-effort technique that sometimes confuses people, but it's so effective. The internal linking blitz, a fast way to pass authority around your site.
Yeah, it's so often overlooked, but it's a huge high-impact tactic. The whole strategy is to find your top 10 or 15 best-performing blog posts, the content that already ranks well and has great authority.
So these are the pages that are already search engine darlings, and we're going to leverage their popularity.
Exactly. You strategically link from those popular pages to your core money pages, your services, your pricing, your contact page. You're basically shining a powerful SEO spotlight from your high authority pages right onto the pages that actually make you money.
And the really crucial component here is the anchor text. Can you break down what descriptive anchor text is and why it's so important in this blitz?
Of course. Yeah. So anchor text is just the clickable text in a link. It's what Google uses to understand what that destination page is about. So you should never use vague terms like click here. Never. During this blitz, you have to use descriptive anchor text that's related to your competitive, high-value keywords. If you're linking to your financial planning page, the anchor text should be something like expert wealth management services.
And that instantly tells Google, hey, this highly regarded page is endorsing this other revenue page for this exact competitive term. That's a massive acceleration without waiting months for new authority to build up.
It's the fastest way to distribute the SEO power you already have to where it matters most, which is your conversion pages.
Okay, finally, let's focus on the local SEO readiness check. For any business that relies on a local or regional market, local search is just inherently high intent. These are people looking for services right now near them.
Mm-hmm. And the centerpiece of all local search is your Google Business Profile, your GBP. Think of it as your virtual front door. For Q4, you absolutely must verify that your GBP is 100% complete and fully up to date, especially with the holidays coming up.
Right. And beyond just the standard address and phone number, what specific details are at like high risk if they're wrong during these final weeks of the year?
The immediate risks are your hours and your service categories. You have to make sure your service area is correct, your categories are accurate, and critically, if you have reduced hours or you're closed for the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, All of that has to be reflected in your GVP.
And why is that such a critical piece of Q4 execution?
Because if a high-intent local customer searches for you, drives to your location based on hours that are wrong, and finds you closed, I mean, that's not just a lost sale. That's frustration. That's a customer you've lost forever. A fully optimized, accurate GBP is really the quickest way to capture those last-minute local Q4 leads and make sure you don't frustrate them right into the arms of a competitor.
Okay, so we've covered six really powerful immediate surgical strikes across both PPC and SEO, from stopping the budget bleed to boosting the authority of your money pages. What's the overall synthesis here? What does this all add up to for the listener who's just focused on closing the year strong?
I think what it all comes down to is data-driven clarity and predictability. These are not just general best practices. They're performance enhancements based on your own data and the urgency signals of the market right now. They deliver that measurable ROI you need, shifting the focus away from vague effort and towards predictable lead generation. The goal is simple. Maximize what you already have to secure Q4 sales today.
And that is the path to finishing the year strong and getting the clarity you need for next year's planning. For you, the listener, we'll ask the question the sources laid out. Is your current marketing strategy delivering vague, unquantifiable results? Is your budget just getting wasted on poor targeting? These strategic adjustments, they offer a clear, immediate path to revenue.
And that leads us to a final thought for you to consider, building on everything we explored today. The entire focus of this deep dive was about implementing aggressive, urgent, highly data-driven adjustments right now to build a predictable lead generation system. So if that level of hyper-efficiency is the key to winning the critical fourth quarter, what does that imply about the consistency and the inherent efficiency of your marketing system during the other three quarters of the year?
Something to consider as you wrap up 2025 and dive into planning for Q1 2026. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.